Chapter 1. Germany has had the good fortune to find a leader capable of bringing together the forces of the entire country to work as a collective body for the common prosperity. Daily Mail, London, 10th of October 1933. Sunday, 30th of June 1934, was one of the hottest days Berlin had ever known, but it has gone down in history as one of the bloodiest. Long before sunrise on that day, the city had been surrounded by an unbroken cordon of troops. All roads leading in and out were closed, guarded by the men who served under General Goering and Reichsfuhrer SS Himmler. At 5 o'clock in the morning of 30th of June, a large black Mercedes with the inscription SA Brigadenstandarte on the windscreen was stopped on the road between Lübeck and Berlin. Its important occupant, a brigadier general, was ordered out at gunpoint and thrown into the back of a police wagon. The driver, SA Truppenführer Horst Ackermann, was bluntly advised to move himself, which he did at top speed. He regained Lübeck and made his report to the head of police, who at first refused to attach any credence whatsoever to the story. Upon the Truppenführer's insisting, the man could think of nothing more constructive to do than pick up the telephone and seek help and advice from his old friend, the head of the criminal police. Both of them had been members of the SA, the old guard of the National Socialist Assault Troops. But the previous year, along with all the other police officers in the Third Reich, they had been transferred to the SS.
"So, what do you think?"
There was an uneasy silence from the telephone. The head of police tried a new tack.
"Gruner, are you still there? It's hardly likely they'd dare lay hands on one of the SA's best-known officers, is it?"
Another silence.